This audio is machine generated. Please excuse any mispronunciations. Jesus sends out the 72, seven reflections on how disciples go. By Tina Wilson. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Luke 10:2, NIV. In Matthew 10, we read about Jesus sending out his 12 apostles to do ministry. In Luke 10, there is another sending out, this time of 72, who would go ahead of Jesus in pairs. Just as John preached repentance to pave the way for people to receive the Messiah, these 72 were specially given the ability to perform miracles in Jesus' name, through power he had given to them. Although our ministries will look different, Luke 10 gives us a great picture of the kingdom commission that we have been sent on today. We too are sent. How should we go? Jesus explained, "We should go prayerfully." Jesus told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Luke 10:2, NIV. This was a big calling to go throughout all of these cities and proclaim the good news that the Messiah had come. It's a big calling today to go throughout all the world and share this message. Yet the world needs it, and the fields are ripe for harvest. We should serve prayerfully, asking God to raise up more workers and allowing him to use us as an answer to that prayer, by not just evangelizing, but also discipling up more kingdom workers. We should go shrewdly. "Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves." Luke 10:3, NIV. Jesus told the 12 this same thing when he sent them out, adding, "Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." Matthew 10:16, NIV. A Christian is sent out with a message of peace and grace to a world that is hostile and condemning, especially when sin ends up being exposed in the unrepentant. Thus, we must act wisely in every circumstance. Emotional intelligence and moral authority are requirements of those who would represent God's kingdom well. Peter charged believers to live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. 1 Peter 2:12, NIV. We should go daringly. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. Luke 10:4a. Later in the Gospel of Luke, we come to the following question from Jesus. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Luke 14:28, NIV. The time to decide whether or not we're willing to trust Christ for our physical provision is not when we're trying to walk in the commission. We consider this when we first accept his salvation and are adopted as his children. This is why the call to salvation is no small decision, or just an emotionally driven response. It's a covenant and commitment to trust in him for all things. As Jesus said, "In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Luke 14:33, NIV. We should go purposefully. And do not greet anyone on the road. Luke 10:4b. There is an urgency in Christ's commission. As Peter put it, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. God has promised, and he will bring about the final consummation of all things when Christ returns. We will be restored to perfect fellowship with him, as in the Garden of Eden, for eternity. Yet, he delays, giving people opportunity to be reconciled to him first. Every time I see someone baptized into Christ, I consider, what if Jesus had returned yesterday? One day made an eternal difference for that soul. With such a pressing mission, we shouldn't become sidetracked with self-serving interactions, but make every communication point people to Christ. We should go expectantly. When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Luke 10:5 and 6, NIV. As we dare to depend on God to meet every need, we fully expect Him to come through. I am continually in awe of God's provision, but less and less surprised by it. The more I lean into faith and give Him space to show up, the greater my expectation that He will do it again. If we're waiting to say yes to serving God until we can identify the thing that we're capable of doing, we're not looking to Him expectantly knowing that He'll show up. God doesn't usually call the equipped. Instead, He equips the called. We should go contentedly. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. Luke 10:7, NIV. We need not go to extremes preaching a poverty gospel or a prosperity gospel. Neither end of the spectrum is a command of God. Instead, the call is to be content with what He provides. As Paul put it, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:12 and 13, NI5. We should go faithfully. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. Luke 10:10 and 11, NIV. The message of the gospel will be accepted by some and rejected by many. In our kingdom commission, it's essential that we remember that people are not our God. God is our God. When people reject the message, that doesn't diminish its power or negate its truth. So, we faithfully serve, teach, and preach for the kingdom and seek its expansion wherever people will hear and accept the message. Check out Tina Wilson's 365-day chronological Bible study, Step into Scripture, a daily journey to understanding your Bible. Get your copy today on Amazon.